Good evening. You're listening to Local Motion on KVNF. This is KVNF's weekly public affairs show where we hear from the voices that are shaping life on the Western Slope. If you're not able to stick around for the next 30 minutes, no worries. You can always listen to Local Motion at your convenience by looking for Local Motion under the news tab at kvnf.org or by searching for KVNF Local Motion on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. This is a special live version of Local Motion. The KVNF news team of me, Brody Wilson, and your regional news host and producer, Audrey McCabe, are here to get you up to speed on all that has been happening with the Montrose City Council recently, because there has been a lot happening. There's been a series of contentious amendments to the city charter, the mutual separation of the city manager, Bill Bell, just yesterday, the resignation of city council member David Frank, and amidst it all, some concerns about a lack of impartiality in last April's municipal election. Audrey, welcome to Local Motion Live.
Thanks, Brody.
Thanks so much for being here. It's fun to do this with you.
Yeah, it's a first.
What the heck has been going on in the Montrose City Council? Get us up to speed, will you?
Brody, what a great question. There's been a lot going on at City Council. There's been a lot of heated meetings. There's been some raised voices. There have been a lot of concerned citizens making public comment. But for some background, all three candidates who won in April's election were endorsed by the local Republican Party, and all three won by relatively slim margins. Mayor Badiaco won by only 31. And since they've been seated, we've seen a lot of disagreement between those three candidates and the two candidates who were already serving on the council.
Yeah.
And a lot of these regular meetings and a lot of the work sessions have just turned into face-offs between council members and then also sometimes other city employees getting involved as well. And in the past week, we saw, as you mentioned, City Manager Bill Bell negotiated a mutual separation with City Council following a lot of disagreement between him and Mayor Badiaco over the past few months. And then just yesterday, Councilmember Dave Frank resigned. So we're going to talk more in detail about all of those happenings in a bit. But Brody, do you want to tell me, who are these people on City Council?
Yeah, before we get into the who's who on the council, I just want to note just how contentious it has been that there have been this particular work session in August where it feels like things really came to a head, where Mayor Badiaco tried to remove City Manager Bill Bell, and the attorney had some words about that he didn't work for council, really represented the whole municipality, and things really came to a head in this particular meeting. It's about 20 minutes, and I encourage people, if you really want to hear the feeling of what's going on between all these parties, to go ahead and go and to the city council's webpage and look up that meeting to get a sense of just how spicy this has been. But the players on the city council are Adam Wooden is a first term. He runs a local construction company. His wife is the second vice chair on the Republican Central Committee. But because he's an at-large position, he has a shorter cycle. So he's on in the first year of his two-year term. So he runs 26 through 28. Mayor Michael Badiaco, he's a recent re-arrival to Montrose. He graduated from here, from high school here back in 1983 and recently moved back in 2023. And he's the mayor serving a four-year term, and it's his first time to elected office in the Montrose area. Ed Uliberry, District 2, is a long-time local. He's been on Montrose City Council for two previous four-year terms, the first one from 1998 to 2002, and then from 2004 to 2008. And so he is now in his ninth year in his third term on City Council. J. David Reed is District 3. He was initially appointed to council in 2021 to fill a vacancy, and he subsequently won his seat in 2022, and then he was just reelected last April for a four-year term. So he's in his second term as a councilor. And finally, Dave Frank, who just resigned this morning, was elected to council back in 2020 and ran unopposed for re-election for a second term for this April. So it should note that according to Montrose city charter, I believe, the current council members will choose to seat a candidate of their choosing. And then that candidate, that seat will be open at the next regular election. So that'll be this fall, this November, I believe.
Yep.
Okay, so Audrey, this all really started around a proposal to amend the Montrose City Charter. Mm-hmm. And there were a handful of charter amendments that I believe that Mayor Badiyako introduced that were very controversial. There was some immediate pushback by Councilors David Frank and J. David Reed. What's the deal with these charter amendments? Can you tell us what they are and how we get there?
Yeah, so it is all sort of started because Mayor Badiyako was not into the idea of having a citizens commission in order to review the charter and wanting to move straight into having ballot measures in November. And we are going to play a piece that we worked on just introducing those measures and explaining what they are.
Okay, let's give a listen.
The past several months have been tense for members of the Montrose City Council. Just yesterday, member Dave Frank resigned, saying the stress and conflict of being a council member takes a toll on both our public and personal lives. Some of this tension stems from differing opinions on a slate of ballot measures that, if passed, would make significant changes to the city charter. Council member J. David Reed pushed for the council to assemble a charter review commission that would have allowed citizens to review and recommend amendments to the charter. Getting ballot measures properly drafted, reviewed, and filed with the county is a lengthy process, and assembling a commission would have taken too long to get these measures on the ballot this November. Councilors Adam Wooden and Ed Uliberry joined Mayor Badiyako in voting against the formation of a citizens commission. So, Montrose City voters will have to vote for or against a few measures proposed by the city council. The first would move municipal elections from April to November. Spring elections are referred to as off-season elections, while elections held in November in conjunction with wider races are referred to as on-season. Election experts say that the primary benefit of off-season elections, which is Montrose's current practice, is that it allows voters to focus on local issues and local candidates. When local elections are held in the spring, voters are less distracted by state or federal races, which typically get a lot of attention. There are two primary benefits of on-season elections. The first is larger turnout. When more races are on the ballot and the election gets more attention, turnout increases significantly. In turn, those who cast a ballot are likely to be more representative of the electorate than the fewer who show up for April elections. On-season elections also save money, because adding municipal elections to the November ballot is much cheaper than running a separate election in April. The second measure would institute 8-year lifetime term limits for councilors. J. David Reed doesn't think it's necessary.
In 144 years, you know how many people we've had that created a problem? Where that created a problem? If it was a problem? We've only had four people, four representatives of our community in 144 years. We're trying to correct a problem, Mr. Mayor, that doesn't exist. In the last 40 years, we've only had two, one of whom is Mr. Uliberry. And Mr. Uliberry has committed himself to serving his community. I'm not belittling that. I think that's a great thing, that anybody would commit 15 years of their life to serving on this council, whether I agree with him politically or not. That's not the question. That's not the issue we're talking about.
Mayor Badiyako, however, says the measure is intended to encourage periodic turnover and create opportunities for new leaders.
One of the biggest reasons for this, in my mind, is it encourages leadership opportunities for new candidates. It also promotes a periodic turnover of elected officials, and it provides a consistent term limit standard for all the council seats. That's my viewpoint. Obviously, everyone else has their viewpoint.
City Council has also proposed ballot measures that would change the city charter back to its pre-2014 structure, which would give City Council say over the hiring and firing of the police chief and city clerk. Right now, that decision is solely at the discretion of the city manager. Here's how Adam Wooden framed his support for the measure.
This position is very important. She does an amazing job, but I also would like in the future for council to be a part of the hiring or firing, because it brings it closer to the people who elect all of us.
Not everyone sees it that way. Here's resident Cliff Farr during public comment last month.
So I spoke previously, and I talked about roles, and I talked about labels. I'm the public. This is the public. You're the government. You're the government. Changing this doesn't make it closer to the public or the people. It makes it closer to the government. This is government overreach.
Council members had heated debates over these ballot measures with Badiaco, Yilberry, and Wooden typically in the majority, and Reed and Frank issuing strong dissent. Immediately after Frank's resignation was made public yesterday, J. David Reed and Mayor Michael Badiaco put out a joint statement saying that they were committed to working together and finding common ground in order to better serve Montrose. The statement says, quote, following the November election and consideration of the proposed amendments, we will jointly ask the City Council to establish a Citizens' Charter Review Commission. The commission should broadly represent the community, examine the charter as a whole, invite meaningful public participation, and recommend whether additional changes would serve the long-term interests of Montrose. Whatever recommendations it may make, if any, and whether the council and voters ultimately accept or reject them, the process itself can provide a constructive opportunity for citizens with different perspectives to work together on the future of their city government, end quote. Though tensions have been steadily rising over the summer, Badiaco and Reed seem ready to turn over a new leaf and present a united front heading into the fall. So, Brody, before that statement was put out, but still pretty recently, you had the opportunity to talk to Mayor Badiaco, and you asked him about the controversy surrounding these ballot measures. What did he tell you?
Yeah, well, we were talking outside the Montrose School Board meeting where they actually announced the proposed mutual separation from the superintendent, Dr. Kerry Stevenson, and he and I had an opportunity to step aside, and we talked about all kinds of things related to City Council. But one of the questions I asked him was, why did he think there was such vehement opposition to these charter amendments that some may see as not partisan, term limits, moving the election to areas where there's larger turnout. And here's what he had to say.
The past several months.
Here's what he had to say.
Well, because the three new council members were endorsed by the Republican Party. And so they automatically took it to a point where they said that they think it's partisan. It's not. It, you know, I grew up in Montrose. It is a town that I love, always have loved it. I live in the same house that I grew up in today.
That's Mayor Michael Badiaco saying that the reason there's such vehement opposition to these proposed charter amendments is because it came as a partisan issue, that he and the other three candidates were endorsed by the Republican Central Committee and have brought a level of partisanship maybe to the City Council. That's not been all, though. So we've had these issues on the city charter amendments, and that's been a contentious issue. But also, Audrey, that's led to the resignation of the city manager, Bill Bell.
Yeah. And something that's really interesting about these ballot amendments, and I think that also kind of gives credence to what Badiaco is saying, is that if I'm taking off my journalist hat for a second and putting on my elections nerd hat, which is something I do own.
Sure.
The idea of moving elections to a time when there is more turnout, there are more people coming to the elections, that historically is something that is supported by our modern notion of the Democratic Party. And the Republican Party is more focused on who is voting and how. Not to say that they don't want people to come vote, but it is generally more of the Democratic Party that is focused on that issue. And so we find that Badiaco is known to be conservative. He's made that quite clear, even though technically the council is nonpartisan. And the people who criticize him tend to be Democrats. And so we have people that are coming forward who are his usual critics and who you would assume are probably more on the left. And they're saying, I don't like this because I want the most informed voters to show up, which is not really something that you see often in the Democratic Party. And so there's kind of this tension here. And I do think that it sort of lends some support to what Badiaco is saying, is that the people that you would expect to support moving the election to a time when more people are going to show up are actually against it and using specific language that you wouldn't expect them to use. So that's just sort of kind of a contradiction that we've been seeing play out.
Yeah, interesting juxtaposition. Are you kind of saying that almost there's partisanship here for the sake of partisanship, that we have people from the left that would normally be in support of putting issues where there is a larger voter turnout, maybe opposing them because they were proposed by people from the right?
Yeah, and I can't speak for every single person that's made public comment. I don't know all of their political views. I don't know if maybe generally, maybe they're on the right and still want to criticize Badiakko anyways. Maybe they are on the left, except for this one specific issue. I can't pretend to speak for all of them, but I think when I'm looking at it kind of in large picture and the language that people are using, it's just really surprising.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on. I'm going to play one more feature here. It's about 4 minutes long that summarizes how City Manager Bill Bell left and speaks to a little bit of the tension that we've been feeling on council. Let's play this. Bill Bell is no longer Montrose's city manager after 15 years in the position. He wasn't fired, and he didn't exactly resign either. Tuesday night, Bell asked city council into executive session, and they came back out with a written proposal to end his employment by mutual agreement, effective immediately. Deputy City Manager Ann Morgenthaler is now the interim city manager. Here's council back in open session after their executive session explaining what had just happened.
We have reconvened now in open session, coming out of an executive session where Mr. Bell presented us with a proposal to separate his employment with the City of Montrose on an amicable basis.
The city calls it a mutual separation, and Tuesday night, that distinction mattered enough that the city attorney stopped a counselor in the middle of explaining it.
Just for the record, it's not a resignation, it's a mutual separation.
What did I say?
You said resignation multiple times.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be a mutual
separation. Excuse me, you'll have to forgive me tonight.
That's City Attorney Chris Dowsey correcting Counselor J. David Reed, and it isn't a quibble. A resignation is one person's decision, a firing is the council's, and a mutual separation is a negotiated exit with terms. Those terms are in a written agreement that wasn't on Tuesday's agenda and isn't yet public. Council says it goes into the packet in 2 weeks for ratification and becomes public record then. This didn't come out of nowhere, though. The Montrose Daily Press reports that after a meeting in July, the mayor wrote to Bell to tell him that the elected officials, the council as a whole, are his superiors, not the other way around. The mayor added that he hoped Bell would keep that in mind because such behavior would not be tolerated. Then in August, a columnist in the Montrose Mirror accused the city of compromising April's elections. And on the 26th, the mayor called a special meeting to consider investigating that. He opened by moving to put Bell out of the room, but Bell pushed back.
Don't interrupt me, please. And we can disagree. You always disagree with me, but you're incorrect.
Interestingly, 8 days before City Manager Bill Bell made his proposal to separate, standing outside a school board meeting, Mayor Michael Badiakko told KVNF that removing Bell was not something that the council was considering.
And I've heard people say, well, are you going to fire Bill Bell? That's not on the table. Why would we do that? It would just cause chaos. You know, unless there was an absolute reason to do so, no, absolutely not.
And they didn't fire him. Bell went to them. The vote to accept was unanimous, including the two councilors who spent August defending city staff. Nobody on council has said that the ballot counting dispute and Bell's departure are connected, and nothing we've seen says so either.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is all five. None opposed. Mr. Bell, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Everything that you've done.
Bill Bell isn't giving interviews. Contacted after Tuesday's meeting, he told the Daily Press his only comment would be the city's written statement. In that, he thanks council for entertaining what he calls his request for an amicable and mutual separation, and says he believes it's in the best interest of the city of Montrose, as an organization and as a community at the current time. He writes about 15 years of projects and partnerships and calls Montrose a wonderful place. Morgenthaler manages the city for now, with her own terms still to be negotiated. Bell's separation agreement, including whatever the city pays him, goes to council in 2 weeks. And the argument that ran underneath all of this about April's election isn't finished. We'll have more on that for you tomorrow. For KVNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson. Okay, so that was Bill Bell's resignation last week. And there was more news just this morning, as we've mentioned, that Councillor Dave Frank resigned from City Council just today. And he said in a statement released this morning that the stress and conflict of being a council member take a toll both on our public and personal lives. I encourage citizens to step up and champion what is best for the City of Montrose. And Audrey, that wasn't the only press release from the City of Montrose today. Just later in the morning, there was a second press release.
Yeah, so a little bit later, we had Badiyako and Reed, who are often really at odds with each other, releasing a joint statement titled Common Ground. And the statement is pretty long, but definitely worth a read if you're following Montrose politics. There are some concessions on both sides. It says that after the November election, there will be a Citizens Charter Review Commission. So that would be a concession on Badiyako's side. And it also says that the proposed measures will be on the November ballot. And Reed is always saying that he does not want them to be on the ballot. So that would be a concession on his end. So it seems like Dave Frank's resignation really made clear to them how untenable the current situation is with City Council. And Badiyako and Reed are clearly people who care a lot about Montrose. And it seems like they're trying to come together and work through things for the better of our city.
I'm appreciating that, seeing that reconciliation, and that's a great segue into the second half of our show. I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Local Motion live on KVNF. I'm Brody Wilson, and in this episode of Local Motion, we're diving into the recently topsy-turvy politics of the Montrose City Council. I'm joined by KVNF Regional Newscast host Audrey McCabe, and we're talking all about what's been going on with City Council, and we're going to pivot from the recent mutual separations of the city manager Bill Bell and the resignation of Councillor David Frank, now onto a controversy that's been happening with counting of votes.
You got the chance to talk to both the city clerk and the county clerk recently. You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, this was really quite a lot of interesting reporting. I'm actually, given the time that we have left here in Local Motion, I'm going to do a little bit of explaining myself here and say that city clerk Lisa Del Piccolo said in a public city council working session that she ended up having to hand count a number of ballots because she was concerned about the impartiality of the county clerk's election process. Here, I'm going to play. Go ahead and play a feature, and then we'll talk about it. In April, 83 ballots of Montrose's city election never. In April, at least 83 ballots of Montrose's city election never went through the county's counting machines. The city clerk had them counted by hand at City Hall instead, and when a councilor asked her about it in August, she said that she'd had questions about whether certain county election staff were impartial. That one sentence set off a month of accusations. Nobody's ever claimed that the outcome changed, but until this week, only one side had really spoken. Montrose County Clerk Tressa Gines says that the city ran late that night. Turnout was higher than the city had planned for, and her staff sat waiting past 10 o'clock. Around the same time, a group that had been watching results at a local coffee shop called. The shop was closing, and they asked if they could come and wait at the county clerk's observation room. This isn't so unusual. Candidates and media will often wait on election results at the county clerk's office.
It ended up being about 8 people probably at that point, and 2 of them were candidates on the ballot, but that doesn't mean that nobody else was invited. They were the only ones that asked to join.
City Clerk Lisa Del Piccolo confirmed to KVNF in writing that now Mayor Badiyako, Mirror columnist David White, and now City Councilor Adam Wooden were all in the viewing area that evening, along with 3 other people. When the city finally explained the city clerk's concerns, it said that on election night, 2 candidates were in the room while ballots were being scanned. Gines says that isn't what happened. The people were in the waiting room on the other side of windows.
For her to say the room, you know, insinuates to everybody, like what you're talking about, is that everybody was allowed into the election count room when that was not the case.
And this week, City Clerk Lisa Del Piccolo told KVNF the same thing.
And I would agree with her. There was nobody in the scanning and tabulating room except election judges and election officials.
So if the 2 clerks agree that nobody was in the counting room, what was the problem? Del Piccolo says 2 things drove her decision. The first was that it wasn't her building and she couldn't offer every candidate the same access.
So my perspective was I didn't have control of that space. Like I always feel it's really important that all candidates are treated exactly the same.
So she moved the last count to City Hall, where she did have control.
I just felt like the last of the ballots needed to be tallied, and they were tallied in my presence with three other election judges, and I just wanted to make sure I had control of the space.
The second thing was partisanship. Montrose City elections are nonpartisan by law, and Del Piccolo says that night it stopped feeling that way.
Municipal elections are nonpartisan by law. Municipalities are nonpartisan by law, and I felt like it became partisan.
And that night, City Clerk Lisa Del Piccolo did not know how David White and Michael Badiacco and Adam Wooden came to be at the elections office. She just knew it was late at night and that they were the only candidates there. There's one more piece of this, and Gines brought it up herself. Before the election, she signed nominating petitions for certain city council candidates. Those are the signatures that get a candidate onto the ballot. And the city clerk, Lisa Del Piccolo, saw her name on them. Here's County Clerk Tressa Gines.
I thought maybe that was a bad judgment on my part, that I should not do that, should not ever sign a petition.
KVNF asked the Colorado Secretary of State's office whether any law governs that. Communications Director Jack Todd wrote back, and there is, quote, nothing in law preventing an elected official from signing a petition. He said the department takes no position on whether an elected clerk should sign one in a nonpartisan race, and that it has no jurisdiction over municipal elections at all. When I asked Del Piccolo about it, she stopped me.
I prefer not to. I don't want to throw stones at Tressa. I respect her. I respect what she does, and I don't want to cast any judgment on anything she did.
Gines says her office is built to keep her own opinions out of the count.
I don't count the votes. Everything that we do, we use bipartisan teams of judges from the public. We don't use county employees.
Gines also questioned how the ballots got from the county to the city hall that night, carried out in someone's arms rather than in a sealed container. Del Piccolo answered that directly.
We traveled as a group. No one was in the custody of those ballots alone ever. We took them back to City Hall, locked them in a box in our election room, and that is also locked.
Lisa Del Piccolo has been Montrose's city clerk since 2011. She and Gines have run elections together for years, and Gines says nothing like this has ever come up before.
We've never had a problem at all. We've never had a communication issue.
Both of them told me that they want that back.
I think we can work together. I think it's going to take a little repairing of our relationship, but I'm willing to do that because, like I said, we rely on their expertise. They do elections very well, and I never meant to cast any cloud over their ability to conduct elections fairly.
I told Lisa that I'd like to air her saying that.
Yeah, and I hope she hears it as well.
What's notable here is that the same people and candidates that were present that night back in April, David White, Michael Badiacco, and Adam Wooden, are the same people who brought this to the public's attention. White wrote an expose piece in the Mirror about it, Badiacco requested an investigation, and Wooden was the first to raise the question in a city council meeting. What's left is a city clerk and a county clerk that have to work together again in November for the midterm election when Montrose votes on whether to move its city elections to the fall. And after speaking at length with both of them, I can say they are both willing and eager to do so. For KVNF News and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Brody Wilson.
So, Brody, something that I think is really interesting about this is a spat that's happening at a time when it's really important for us to preserve faith in our election systems. We've had 6 years now of really intense election denialism that's resulted in a lot of attacks on election officials. And so it's concerning to see two of them having this public dispute.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, Audrey, these are both two women, Montrose clerk and city clerk, who have impeccable local reputations. They have both been in this community for a long time. And if you ask anyone, they both really trust both of these women. So it's odd that they have found themselves in this spat. And look, they're both, as you heard in the tape, both eager to resolve it. And it's quite interesting that the crew of David White, Mayor Badiaco, and Adam Wooden are the central two these issues coming up and the conflict between the two clerks. That's all we have time for today. Audrey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Brody.
To you, our listeners, thanks so much for listening. And let us know what you thought of this local motion live format. Did it work for you? Shoot us an email at feedback@kbnf.org. And thanks so much for listening tonight. We're going to get you back to your regularly scheduled programming on KVNF. One moment.